The Caribbean is one of the top destinations for U.S. lamb, so USMEF Caribbean Representative Elizabeth Wunderlich has been heavily involved with the project.
As we've started to see more and more of our members interested in exporting lamb to our foreign markets, it became clear to us that we needed to try to develop materials that would be more specific to what the buyers in those markets might be looking for. And most importantly, we wanted to be able to take beyond just the basic lamb cuts, but also add merchandising to that piece, working with not just current cuts, but the potential markets. For example, we know that skirt and flank are really big in our Asia and in our Hispanic markets, and so maybe we can have them start pulling those out and we can create a market for that. Or maybe even isolating some of the muscles out of the chuck, kind of like we do with beef and with pork these days, we're able to look at isolating some separate muscles and promoting that because that's a very undervalued area for lamb. So anyway, we've been working vigorously trying to identify not just our cuts now, but the cuts for the future to help our international buyers successfully get the cuts that they want to get.
With prices for high-end lamb cuts increasing, one of the important goals behind the chart is to get chefs and other buyers thinking about alternative cuts.
As far as chefs, we definitely want to look at products that might work very well on their menus that they just haven't thought about. Kind of a beyond the rack or beyond the leg mentality. What else is out there that we can sell from the carcass that are not the normal cuts?
For more on this and other trade issues, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.